Day 14 of the Israeli bloodshed in the besieged Gaza Strip, with no let-up in its onslaught on the small Palestinian enclave. Over 100 Palestinians were killed across Gaza on Sunday. More than 70 of them were massacred in the Shajaiya district. Medical sources say over 80% of Shajaiya casualties were children, women, and the elderly. It was the bloodiest single day in the Gaza Strip in 5 years. Local emergency services say the total number of people killed since the Israeli onslaught on July the 8th now stands at 476. More than 3,000 people have also been injured in the attacks. Medics are warning of a serious humanitarian crisis in Gaza as hospitals are running low on basic medical supplies. We're now joined by our correspondent Ashraf Shannon, who's with us from Gaza, to bring us up to speed on the recent Israeli aggression on the besieged enclave. Ashraf, what do you have for us?
Yes, but a few minutes ago, the Israeli military killed 9 more Palestinians in southern Gaza, the town of Rafah in southern Gaza, including 7 children. This is another massacre perpetrated by the Israeli forces in the Gaza Strip since they started the ground invasion of the tiny coastal enclave. Israeli Air Force, Israeli tanks, Israeli Navy ships continue to pound Gaza nonstop since the start of Operation Protective Edge, which is nothing but a third war on Gaza since the one in 2009 and 2008 and the turn of 2009. So the Israeli atrocities continue while the international community still turns a blind eye to what's happening here. This is happening while hospitals in Gaza are not able to cope with the victims of the Israeli aggression. According to the Palestinian Ministry of Health, this is like 5 minutes ago, the number of fatalities has reached 500, including many children and many women and a lot of elderly people. And the number of those who were injured is about 3,200.
And talk to us some more about the health crisis unfolding. We were speaking to different correspondents joining us from Gaza, and they stated that the health ministry said that it's imminent that there will be a complete and total shutdown of the health sector in the Gaza Strip. How are the medical facilities and the hospitals coping with the influx of the injured people as the assaults continue, specifically having in mind the massacre that took place in the Shajaiya district?
But yeah, the hospitals are unable to deal with the situation. What's happening right now is some private clinics, some pharmacies are donating makeshift hospital supplies, let's say, so for the hospitals to keep up with the situation. But this situation at one point will reach a breaking point, especially with Egypt blocking the entry of medical aid through Rafah. There was two convoys yesterday who reached the Egyptian side of Rafah with trucks laden with medicines and hospital supplies, and the Egyptian authorities turned them back.
All right, thank you very much, Ashraf Shannon, our correspondent, joining us from Gaza.